love, faith, trust, and surrender are hallmark foundations for our lives, gifted to us from the Holy Family, offering us hope for salvation in the kingdom of God. Looking back, how did this Holy Family begin? It starts with the Annunciation of Mary, the new Eve, as she states, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word." Loving and faithful to the Father, she trusted his path for her life and fully surrendered herself and any personal ambition to God's plan. Catholic tradition affirms Mary possessed some foreknowledge of her son's future through Scripture and from the angel. Her knowledge was enhanced by the prophecy of Simeon at the presentation in the temple, as he said to her, "Behold, this child is set to fall, and for the resurrection of many in Israel." Pope John Paul II emphasized Mary understood more clearly the meaning of the presentation, recognized it as an exposure to a supreme trial. Mary understood hardships would come along the way by the presence and by the actions of Jesus. One example was the killing of male infants under age 2. As Herod was looking for the child Jesus, afraid to lose power and kingship. In the Bethlehem, below the Church of the Nativity, there's a chapel of the Holy Innocents, whose feast day we celebrate this weekend. The entrance to the chapel shows Herod and depicts Mary and Joseph fleeing for Egypt, while Elizabeth takes John up to the hills to hide. The chapel has an icon of Christ welcoming the falling children into heaven. Some members of the parish and I had mass there while on pilgrimage. Think of all the high and low points Mary experienced traveling with Jesus as he preached the word, giving people hope, healing the sick, giving sight to the blind as the authorities plotted against him. Consider how she felt as he was beaten before carrying our cross to Calvary. Near death, Jesus said to Mary, "Woman, behold your son." And then to John, "Behold your mother." Bishop Barron tells us, in entrusting Mary to John, Jesus in a real sense was entrusting Mary to all those who would be friends of Jesus through the ages. As such, we've all become her adopted sons and daughters. How did Mary endure those years caring for the Savior of the world? She did it lovingly, with faith and trust in God, as she surrendered all that would happen to her, fully supported by God's unconditional love. That's the way we endure hardships, difficulties that we may encounter throughout our lives. We all will at some point suffer, but in those times of distress, we know that Jesus is always with us. It's the depth of our relationship with God that gives us trust and hope in him. How about Joseph? First, Mary was betrothed to Joseph, and their union was blessed by God. Soon after, he realized Mary was pregnant. But with the help of the angel, he realized that these puzzling events are part of God's greater plan. Through love, faith, and trust, he totally surrenders to God his call in life. Joseph provided for his family as a carpenter and protected them from danger and from people like Herod. He legally inserted Jesus into the divinic line. As foretold in Scripture, he raised him in the law and carpentry and became a part of the mystery of salvation by making his life a total gift of service. Pope John Paul II, in his apostolic letter Redemptus Custos, highlights the crucial role of Joseph in salvation history, emphasizing his quiet and faithful guardianship over Jesus and Mary, and calling him a model for all Christians. The letter explores Joseph's obedience, his work as a laborer, and his patronage to the church, presenting him as an icon of faith in action in God's. A few weeks ago, I was having a discussion with a parishioner on marriage in mind. I said it was the husband's role in marriage to do all he can to get his wife to heaven and eternal salvation. In this way, he becomes lovingly selfless with total of himself to his wife and to God. At the same time, it's the wife's role to do all she can to get her husband to heaven. There's no room for selfishness in their lives. Totally surrendering to the Lord was the love of Christ to build and dwell within them and within God. And most importantly, at the center of the Holy Family is Jesus, who came to be like us, so one day we may be more like him. Pope John Paul said it best, "The Savior began the work of salvation by this virginal and holy union, manifested through all of his powerful will, to purify, to sanctify the family. This is a living reflection of and a real sharing in God's love for humanity and the love of Christ through the Lord for the church, which is his bride. Filled with support and love of the Holy Family, guided by the Holy Spirit, may we in faith and love trust in the Lord, surrender our lives to his will, and always honor the Holy Family. Amen."